Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Samsung is one of those companies that are in the fabric of almost every society. From semiconductors to smartphones, the Samsung brand is always leading the way through cutting-edge technology and brand recognition. Some say the Samsung brand is representative of South Korea's rise from poverty to a key player in the Asian economic region. Many people, especially in South Korea, have a distinct loyalty to the company, often buying multiple appliances. Yet others point out the oversized influence the company wields. Samsung and its subsidiaries are responsible for a staggering 20% of the entire country's GDP. Others mention the strange cult-like practices of the leadership and the overall secrecy of the company in general. In today's episode, we will explore the formation, some of the most important people and inventions, and we'll address some of the more controversial aspects. Samsung was founded in 1938 by Lee Byung-chul as a small trading company in Sudong, South Korea. Initially, it dealt in groceries, dried fish, and noodles. The name Samsung means three stars in Korean, symbolizing greatness, prosperity, and eternity. During the 1950s and 60s, Samsung diversified into areas like insurance, textiles, and food processing, expanding rapidly as South Korea's economy developed. In the late 1960s, Samsung entered the electronics industry, which would become its defining sector. Samsung Electronics was established in 1969, initially producing black and white televisions. Throughout the 1970s and 80s, Samsung ventured into semiconductor manufacturing and home appliances, laying the groundwork for its future dominance in electronics. The company's semiconductor division became one of the largest globally, producing memory chips and processors critical to the tech industry. The 1990s marked Samsung's transition to a global brand, focusing on quality and innovation. They introduced the first digital TVs, memory cards, and mobile phones. Samsung Electronics gained worldwide recognition with the launch of its Galaxy smartphone series in 2009, propelling it to the forefront of the mobile industry alongside Apple. Today, Samsung is a diversified conglomerate with interests in various industries, including shipbuilding, construction, chemicals, and biotechnology. However, Samsung Electronics remains the crown jewel, leading in mobile phones, semiconductors, and display technologies. It has been instrumental in South Korea's economy, as mentioned previously, contributing significantly to its GDP. Samsung as an entity has had many influential leaders, and aside from Lee Byung-chul, these are arguably the most notable. The first is Lee Kun-hee, and he was the former chairman of the Samsung Group from 1987 to 2020 with a small break in between. He was the third son of Lee Byung-chul, and Lee Kun-hee transformed Samsung from a moderately successful domestic conglomerate into a global technology powerhouse. In the later part of his life, he was found guilty of bribery and corruption, but was subsequently pardoned by the president at the time. Nevertheless, his drive for excellence led to Samsung's dominance in memory chips, mobile phones, and consumer electronics. He pushed for innovation and placed Samsung at the forefront of the global electronics industry, especially with the launch of the Galaxy smartphone series. The next person we will talk about is Lee Jae-yong, also known as J.Y. Lee, and he is the vice chairman and the de facto leader of the Samsung Group. And he is the son of Lee Kun-hee, and Jae-yong has been leading Samsung since his father's health deteriorated in 2014. He has focused on modernizing Samsung's operations, investing in new technologies such as artificial intelligence, 5G, and biopharmaceuticals. Despite facing legal issues, including a high-profile corruption scandal, he continues to steer Samsung's strategy and maintain its competitive edge in the global market. The last person we will talk about here is Kwon Oh-hyun. He was the former CEO of Samsung Electronics from 2012 to 2018. He was known as Mr. Chip, and Kwon played a critical role in Samsung's semiconductor business, helping the company become a world leader in memory chips. Under his leadership, Samsung Electronics made significant advances in semiconductor technology, expanding its presence in the global electronics supply chain. Now let's talk about some of Samsung's inventions and technology. The first we're going to refer to is the Samsung Galaxy series, which started from 2009 and is going strong today. So the Galaxy smartphone series became Samsung's flagship product, establishing it as a leading brand in the global smartphone market. The Galaxy S series, in particular, has been a direct competitor to Apple's iPhone, and featuring innovative technologies such as curved screens, high-end cameras, and stylus integration with the Galaxy Note series. The Galaxy Fold introduced foldable screen technology, which at the time pushed the boundaries of smartphone design. The second technology we're going to talk about is the semiconductor memory chips, and these began in the 1990s and again continue to the present. Samsung has been a key player in the development of various types of semiconductor memory chips. These memory solutions are used widely in computers, servers, mobile devices, and storage systems. Samsung's advancements in semiconductor technology have solidified its position as a world leader in the memory market. And finally, let's talk about the 5G technology. So Samsung has been at the forefront of developing and commercializing 5G network technology, including 5G smartphones and network equipment. Samsung's involvement in the 5G network has helped accelerate the global rollout of this network, facilitating faster, more reliable mobile communications and enabling new applications in augmented reality and autonomous vehicles. The founder of Samsung, Lee Byung-chul, has been associated with some level of collaboration with the Japanese colonial government during the period of Japanese rule over Korea, which was from 1910 to 1945. However, the nature of this collaboration is nuanced and complex. Lee Byung-chul started Samsung as a trading company in 1938 in what was then Japanese-occupied Korea. During the colonial period, many Korean entrepreneurs had to navigate the realities of Japanese control over the economy. Some Korean business people, including Lee, worked within the framework set by the Japanese to build their businesses. During the Japanese occupation, Korean businessmen often had to cooperate with Japanese authorities to operate legally and successfully. While some Koreans were active collaborators, others saw compliance as a necessity for survival and economic opportunity. Lee Byung-chul's activities were likely more opportunistic than ideological, aiming to grow his business under the colonial regime's constraints. After Korea's liberation in 1945, many entrepreneurs who had built businesses during the Japanese occupation, including Lee, faced scrutiny for their actions during that period. However, the rapid industrialization and economic growth in post-war Korea largely overshadowed these early associations. Samsung has had a long-standing and somewhat controversial relationship with the South Korean government. The company has historically played a crucial role in South Korea's economy, which has led to a mutually beneficial yet secretive ties with government officials. For example, Samsung has been accused of wielding excessive influence over South Korean politics. A notable scandal involving Samsung's de facto leader, Lee Jae-yong, who was embroiled in a 2016 corruption case that contributed to the impeachment of then-president Park Geun-hye. Lee was accused of providing bribes to gain government favor. Samsung is part of South Korea's Chaebol system, which are large family-owned business conglomerates. These entities often engage in complex and secretive financial dealings to maintain control and influence. They are certainly worth an episode in and of themselves. Samsung has historically been accused of suppressing labor unions and labor rights within its factories, particularly in South Korea. Internal documents and whistleblowers have occasionally revealed Samsung's covert efforts to prevent unionization amongst its workers. There have been reports of health hazards in Samsung's semiconductor factories, with workers alleging exposure to harmful chemicals leading to illness. Samsung has been secretive about some of the chemicals used in their manufacturing processes, which has caused controversy. Samsung has a reputation for being highly competitive and aggressive in its business tactics. For example, Samsung has been known to rapidly adapt and sometimes emulate competitors' innovations, incorporating similar features into its own products at a faster pace. While not illegal, these practices have sometimes led to claims of copying or infringing on patents. Samsung's dealing with suppliers and partners often involve complex behind-the-scenes negotiations with agreements that sometimes contain exclusivity or confidentiality clauses that protect its marketing positions. Samsung, like many other companies with a strong brand presence, has been described by some as exhibiting traits that resemble cult-like behavior, though this is primarily within the context of corporate culture and brand loyalty rather than in the traditional sense of a cult. Samsung, as part of the Chaebol system in South Korea, is known for its strict hierarchical structure. Employees often work in a very disciplined and demanding environment, with high expectations for loyalty and performance. This intense work culture is sometimes likened to a cult-like atmosphere, which employees are expected to conform to the company's rigid norms. Samsung employees are known for their relentless work ethic, often working long hours and placing the company's needs above personal life. This level of dedication is fostered through internal messaging that emphasizes the importance of contributing to Samsung's success, almost as if it were a personal mission. The company has a culture that emphasizes belonging to the Samsung family, reinforcing a strong collective identity amongst employees and even customers. This sense of unity can create a form of internal loyalty that resembles cult-like solidarity. Samsung's influences in South Korea extend far beyond just electronics and consumer products. As part of South Korea's powerful Chaebol system, Samsung has historically played a significant role in the lives of its employees. This influence has included providing housing, education, and even aspects of social life. Samsung has had a hand in education through its sponsorship and establishment of educational institutes. Samsung Academy and various Samsung high schools were set up to provide quality education and create a pipeline of talented individuals who might eventually work for the company. In addition to this, Samsung funds scholarships and programs for higher education, often aimed at fostering skills relevant to its own business, such as engineering and information technology. While Samsung does not explicitly arrange marriages, there is a social dynamic in South Korea where employment at prestigious companies like Samsung can influence marriage prospects. Working at Samsung is seen as a highly desirable trait, which can sometimes affect family and societal pressures around marriage. In conclusion, Samsung is rather unique in the history of its formation. Shrouded in scandal from the onset, nevertheless, the company managed to rise above the fray through keen business acumen, ruthless trade practices, and cult-like practices. Its fraught relationship with the government has played a key factor in the global rise, yet the disproportionate power wielded by Samsung through the Chaebol system has had many questioning how the company came to have so much influence.